And when Daddy arrived yesterday evening, I really thought I was in a dream. I really thought it was a dream. So it's wonderful Daddy's here. But just a brief announcement that from 7th is what day of the week? Thursday. So from Thursday the 7th, that's the day after tomorrow, until Monday the 11th, inclusive, the conference hall will be in use for the pantomime. So you will not be able, we will not be able to have meditation in the conference hall, the 7 o'clock meditation. So no meditation in the conference hall from Thursday to Monday the 11th inclusive. But of course, Bubba's room is in use. Om Shanti. Daddy will also give Tolly afterwards. I was just telling Daddy I told her it was a dream. She's okay.
Yeah. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Vijay, is this loud and clear? Thank you.
Atma ko Deya mani banne ke liye.
For the soul to be soul conscious, the soul has to let go of body consciousness and become soul conscious. When we were body conscious, we didn't know that we were body conscious. We were sitting in the body, taking love, giving love, but we didn't know that we were in a body conscious state. That was such gross body consciousness. But now, to be soul conscious, we have to give love and take love from the Supreme Soul. Then power can come. The giving and taking under the influence of body consciousness is what made us weak and dependent. Now we are becoming independent. We are becoming those with a right. It's because of the love of the Supreme Soul that we are becoming independent. We are not dependent on anyone. And this is why Baba says that we don't want anything from anyone else, and so we have the attitude of unlimited disinterest. If there's even the slightest attraction, then we won't be able to draw anything from Baba. Why? Because there is attraction for the body, for people, for possessions, for things of luxury. If there is even slightest attraction of this kind, we won't be able to take from the Father. And for those who take from the Father, they have no need for anything else. The eyes are not drawn, the intellect is not pulled. So much that Baba offers us, the one who is the almighty authority is giving us all the love, and we have that experience. We know how we were in the kingdom of Ravan. We understand that he's the one who takes our power away. God is the one who gives us power. We have that much realization, and this is what changes the soul internally, that we don't want to take or give anything in the direction of Ravan. It's finished. And Baba says, why do you think about other souls, of how everyone will go? You have to think about how you will return. Each soul is individual and should think about themselves, of how they will return home and how they will come into the golden age. It shouldn't be that we return home with the pain of being beaten with a slipper. Those people, they won't have that type of beating because they came late anyway. But for those who came in heaven, they came in the beginning, and so their experiences are the greatest. Those who came in heaven first, if they don't prepare themselves beforehand for going to heaven, And Baba says we have to return home and then come to the land of happiness. We should always have this awareness that we have to return home. And then, when there is that awareness, our accounts can be cleared. And so perform such elevated action, unlimited elevated actions. Become surrendered, sacrifice everything, and use everything in a worthwhile way. We want to come into heaven, don't we? Those who say we've become Brahmins, Baba says, become totally surrendered, so nothing is yours. Nothing is yours. And so, then, anything there is of weakness, defect, sacrifice all of that, surrender all that to Baba. And then we have to use everything in the worthwhile way, breath, time, everything in a worthwhile way. From the time of waking, while we sit, while we move around, Baba says, even at the time of sleep, why do you sleep by yourself? Remember me and sleep in Baba's remembrance. Sleep in Baba's lap. When you wake up, it's because it's time to awaken. Baba shouldn't have to wake you up, but you're awake by yourself. Then the actions you perform, why are you performing those actions by yourself? As you do that by yourself, you're taking on burden. But remember Baba and do everything with Baba. Whatever work you're engaged in, do that with Baba. As you eat, don't eat by yourself. Otherwise, there'll be greed or something else might enter. Eat with Baba. Eat the things that Baba feeds you. In some scene, Nadi was thinking, this one doesn't even realize who they are eating with. We are eating with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He doesn't actually eat because he doesn't have the organs in order to do this. But when he adopts the body and eats through that body, when he has the organs, the incorporeal Supreme Soul, when he has the organs, we know that he eats, but he feeds others as well. Daddy says, when we feed him, he eats. We feed him, and he feeds us. Those who know this very clearly, have understood this, they are the ones who experience great happiness, that Baba is the one who is feeding me. Wherever you are, just remember it's Baba who is feeding you. So eat in that way, with that sense that God is the one who is sustaining me, feeding me. So this tongue is very harmful. The most harmful of all is this taste of the tongue. Then the taste of the ears, what the ears like to listen to. Then the taste of the eyes, that is, what the eyes like to look at, be drawn to. So which is the most detrimental of all? Which is the most harmful? In fact, all three are worse than the other. There was one brother, an instrument, and he was saying, I'm not still set here. And they said, they asked him why, and he said, the diet of here, the food and drink of here, doesn't really suit me, because he is used to eating food that was prepared hot, and served straight away. temperature, hot that is. And so that's what he was used to. So he found it a little bit difficult to settle where he was. And so the things that Baba feeds us, what Baba feeds us, what we feed him with our own hands. And he's feeding us with his own hands. So such an elevated father, and we're the children of that elevated father. When we understand all of this, we recognize him. And think how he looks at us, the drishti with which he looks at us. Then our eyes change. It's him who's giving us drishti, but our eyes change. So then our eyes can't be pulled to anything else. Can't be drawn to anything else. These ears listen to Baba's versions. We listen to so much of what Baba says. And we need time to understand it, digest it. The heart needs Baba's power in order to merge the things that Baba tells us in our hearts. We don't have time to listen to anything else. And Daddy thinks, if it's something that's of no use to me, then why should I try to listen in? But I know if something is relevant to me, Daddy will be informed of that. But we see how the ears are constantly attentive to other conversations which are of no use to me. So to have that much reality, and that will come when we have royalty. Then there's the intoxication that we are going to heaven. I am the soul who's going to take 84 births. And in every Murli, Baba says, does the soul take 84 births, or are you going to take 80 births or 82 births? So the signs of those who take 80 births, 82 births are different. Their signs are different. They take time over things. Those who take 84 births, they don't take time. They catch everything from Baba as Baba wants them to. Because he is the one who's taking us to the land of happiness. He's helped us a lot to divorce ourselves from Ravan, because Ravan has given us so much sorrow, so much sorrow. So, Daddy's talking about herself. I divorced Ravan very quickly, because Daddy said, as soon as it was understood, I knew when I was in front of Baba, I was crying a little bit every so often, because I was thinking, you mean to say all of this is going to repeat in the drama again? Again, we're going to be separated from you? And Baba would say, it's the drama, it's the drama. And so Baba taught us in the days of Karachi, through this picture of the tree. First he drew the picture of the tree and then the cycle and explained it all. So according to the drama, it was the picture of the cycle first and then the tree. So from the tree we understood Baba is the seed of the tree, and we receive power from the seed, and it's we who draw water from that seed. And from the foundation we realize that actually there isn't a deity religion. It's we who do that tapasya, and that creates the deity religion, and we are in that foundation, in the roots. So when we understand this one aspect of once again, then all waste thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, end there. So suddenly that Daddy had the thought of coming here, and Baba gave leave for Daddy to come here. So it's in the middle of the season that Daddy has come, so that we don't feel anything's missing for us. So it must be that Baba wants some amazing thing to happen, that Baba says the children perform amazing acts, and Baba, we say, it's your wonder, Baba. He says it's the children's wonder, we say it's his wonder. So, souls who are to take 84 births should think, do they want to come into the cycle and have 84 births? And if you don't, well, fix how many births you want to take. But think that you want to come into the whole cycle and perform and come into every one of the 84 births, and so value each minute of the confluence age, use it in a worthwhile way. And Baba had also said, either you came late or you came and you wasted a bit of time. Now Baba is explaining the deepest knowledge, so understand it now. Stay with me, the scene that's passing by, let it be the past, and come into the category of pass with honor. So understand, this is what you have to do. It's simple. Stay with me, that's all. If you stay with me, then you will be an observer. You'll be able to see the scenes that are in front of you as detached observers. And as you play in that scene, you won't be affected by anything. The defect of coming into effect will not allow you to become perfect. The scene that's in front of you, if you don't like it, then that is a defect. But internally, there is that thought, I want to become perfect. Each scene is very good. It's fixed in the drama. I want to become complete and perfect, and the time of the end is coming close. And the elevated versions of the one who is the highest of all are the things that I think about again and again, and then I speak about them. But first I think about them, and before I speak about them, they should come onto my face and in my activity. And that feeling that what was destined to happen is happening. Even if there's some loss in your business, then just think, okay, even this was destined, and we accept that. And Baba said, crying is of two kinds. One is when somebody dies, we weep over that. And if we don't weep externally, internally we cry in the mind. The second is when there's some kind of loss, whether it's in business or some other kind of loss. And if we don't come into either of these types of crying, then we earn an income. There's so much other kind of income, but at least we know we have enough to eat dal and roti, bread and soup. So set yourself in this way, sit yourself on the seat, and for those who are to come in the cycle of 84 births, complete births, they will not leave their seat of self-respect. They will not become upset. If somebody becomes upset, who's going to give them a seat? They themselves become upset and leave their seat. And sometimes people see somebody else on their seat and they try to upset that one. And so they can't remain seated on their seat, nor are they able to tolerate seeing somebody else on their seat. And this is what Baba talks about. So much jealousy, hatred, ego, and it's carelessness that makes one think that they are right and everyone else and what they're doing is nonsense. It's foolishness. They think that they are very sensible and what everyone else is doing is useless. So it's carelessness that makes us senseless, really. And jealousy doesn't allow one to be happy or to tolerate seeing others happy. One with hatred, dislike for others, it doesn't matter if they have dislike or distaste for someone, they will also one day start feeling dislike for their elders, their seniors, and even Baba, because the vision has become one of dislike and hatred. When the vision is one of seeing virtue, they like everything. If there's the vision of dislike, then Dadi says, we've seen so many have left Baba. Why? Because they then started to feel dislike for Baba. And the intellect works in this way that they start feeling hatred for everything. And in Baba, they also see that Baba also thinks that this one is good, this one is not. Baba loves this one, doesn't love the other one. So they think Baba has feelings of this kind. But Baba tells us everything so clearly to make our ears open. And Baba says the children too should speak so clearly, so give gyan so well that it opens other people's ears. Otherwise, the dirt of Kali Yuga, which is in the self, gets in the way. And so at confluence age, we can't have both. We can't have the rubbish of the world outside plus knowledge, because knowledge is what's going to take us up above to the home, and if we're looking here and there, it means that we are not stood at the confluence. One who is stood at the confluence will only be looking up above, only be thinking of the return journey. And somebody said to Mama, Mama, you're going to become Lakshmi. And Mama showed them a bit of a stern eye and was saying that, why are you talking about becoming Lakshmi now? Now is the time we have to become Karmatit. First, we have to become Satopradhan, completely pure. Think about what it is we have to do now. So for the soul who is to take 84 births, they will have the thought of what it is they have to do here and now. And it's such kind of a relief that Baba gives us, liberation actually, that he says to us, what's it to you what others are doing? Don't waste your time in thinking about that. Just think about what you have to do and be liberated from thinking about others. Confluence age is so lovely. Each scene that comes in front of me is very good for me and is helping me create an income. And not just an ordinary income, but an income of multi-millions. And no matter how hard we may try, in a worldly sense, we would never be able to earn that much. You must have heard the news that the king of Jagatnath Puri had come to Madhuban, and when Dadi Gulzar had gone there, she had met him. And when Dadi came to Madhuban, he came there. He has two daughters. He has his queen, and they're so royal, and there's so much gold in Jagatnath Puri, which is all his property, his gold. And he liked Madhuban so much. It was either a Saturday or a Sunday, and Dadi met him Saturday or Sunday evening, and Dadi said to him, come to class the following morning. And somebody said, but what about giving him the course? Dadi said, it's okay, he can just come straight to Murli. And he asked, will Golden Age come first, or will Iron Age have to go first? How will it happen? And so Dadi said, come to class first. And so Dadi explained that, look, first when a father creates a home for his children, he has to create the new home before he can destroy the old home. It's not a problem creating the destroying the old home. And so Dadi invited him into her room in Indraprastha, Madhuban, and the knowledge really touched him. And then there are other souls who've been listening to knowledge over the years, and whilst listening they're sleeping. And so Baba says, awaken, wake up and awaken others. Baba says, the people of the world are either sleeping, or if not sleeping, they're crying out for help. They're crying out, give us power, give us peace. So Baba asks us, are you not able to hear that sound? If you're not, then it means you yourselves are sleeping. If we are not hearing that sound, it means that our feet are not above this land as angels, nor are we on the field of service. And so Baba says, we have to serve these souls. Before we can go to Golden Age, to heaven, what is it that we have to do? It's a very good mantra that we know Golden Age is going to come. Whether we come in that age or not, Golden Age is definitely going to come. Whoever is to rule in that kingdom, they have to become those with the right. So we have to let go of dependency. If there is any kind of dependency, we will not be able to claim a right. Any type of dependency will pull you towards itself. And if we are drawn to it, then we will miss the attainment that we could have from God. Then what will be my state? So, the knowledge we have, we use that with understanding and make the intellect elevated with that. So, let your thoughts be such that whatever Baba says, I have that faith in that. Baba says, it's destined to happen, it will happen. And it's not necessary to repeat that thought again, but cooperation will come when I have that. And matter will also cooperate when I have the thought of doing what Baba wants of me. And now, because of that desire to do service, we are becoming Satopradhan. It's very firm in the soul that the soul is becoming Satopradhan. While sitting in this body, we are becoming Satopradhan. It is the same body, it is the same world. But when one has this godly strength, it helps us become Satopradhan. And nothing can make us fluctuate then. Nothing can bring us down. Why? Because we are the children of God.
So,
understand yourself. Recognize Baba. And know what it is you have to do. That we have to take benefit at every second, every step. Now, Dadi would like to share Madhuban Toli, which they brought yesterday. Om Shanti.